SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic god. Ever find yourself drowning in a sea of negative thoughts? You know that feeling when your mind's like a broken record stuck on a bad song, replaying worries, regrets, and all those what-ifs? Well, I'm right there with you. We've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be our default setting. Today, we're diving deep into the stoic philosophy of letting go not just things, but those pesky negative thoughts and emotions that hold us back. Think about it. Those negative thoughts, they don't actually control us, right? They're like annoying house guests who overstayed their welcome. We can choose to acknowledge them, politely offer them some tea, and then gently guide them towards the door. It's about recognizing that our thoughts are just passing clouds, not thunderstorms we have to weather forever. So how do we actually do this? How do we kick those negative thought clouds out of our mental space? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a master of letting go. 1. Acknowledge and accept. First things first, don't try to ignore or suppress those negative thoughts. That just pushes them deeper down, like trying to bury a weed in the garden, it only comes back stronger. Instead, acknowledge them. Say to yourself, okay, I'm having a negative thought about X. Just acknowledging it takes away some of its power. 2. Question your thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can get caught up in worst-case scenarios? We start thinking, what if this happens, or what if that goes wrong? Challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this, or what's the most likely outcome? Often, we'll find that those fears are based on assumptions, not facts. 3. Focus on what you can control. This is a big one, friends. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control our reactions. When those negative thoughts creep in, remind yourself what you can influence: your actions, your attitude, and your choices. Instead of dwelling on the things outside your control, focus your energy on making positive changes where you can. 4. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we have can work wonders. Take a moment each day to reflect on the good things, big and small. Maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Cultivating gratitude helps rewire our brains to see the positive. 5. Find your stoic tribe. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Surrounding yourself with supportive people who share similar values can make all the difference. Connect with friends, family, or even online communities that practice mindfulness and resilience. Sharing experiences and insights can be incredibly empowering. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're on your morning commute, stuck in traffic. Instead of letting frustration build, try this. Use the time to listen to some uplifting music, do some deep breathing exercises, or even just observe the world around you with curiosity. Maybe someone's playing their guitar beautifully, or a dog is happily wagging its tail. You can choose to focus on the negative, the traffic jam, the missed meeting, or you can find those little moments of beauty and gratitude. See, it's all about making conscious choices. We don't have to let our thoughts rule us, we can become the masters of our minds. So remember, letting go isn't about becoming a Pollyanna who ignores reality. It's about developing the mental strength to acknowledge the tough stuff, process it without getting overwhelmed, and choose how we respond. By practicing these stoic principles, you'll not only navigate life's challenges with more grace, but also unlock a sense of inner peace and resilience that will empower you to truly thrive. Ready to take action? This week, I want you to practice one new technique from today's episode. Maybe it's acknowledging your thoughts before judging them, or taking a few moments each day to appreciate the little things. Share your experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of stoic warriors together. Remember, every day is a fresh start. So let's step into this new day with open minds and hearts, ready to face whatever comes our way. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and strength.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.